The following program is a commentary program. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of Dale Jackson, his guests, and callers. They do not represent the views of Cumulus Broadcasting, its management, or this station. It's live. It's local. It's the Dale Jackson Show on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN Online at WVNN.com, and on your smartphone on iHeartRadio.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time, 6:06 here on your Monday morning. I am Dale Jackson. Lots of special stuff coming up today. An interview with Parker Griffith. That's right, 7:30. An interview with Parker Griffith. He's running for governor, and we'll talk to him about Medicaid. He'll tell us how great big government is, and we will all sit in awe as we act like nobody ever has to pay for this. That's how I predict that thing's going to go down. At 8 o'clock, State Representative Mike Ball will join us like he does every single Monday. He'll join us to talk a little bit about what's going on around the state and elsewhere. But the big news this weekend was not Easter. No, 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 no. We are in the state of Alabama. The big news this weekend is the A-Day games. Yeah. Yeah. A-Day. Man, huge stuff happening, right? I mean, just gigantic stuff happening yesterday. Or, I guess, excuse me, Saturday. Gigantic stuff. I mean, how huge is that? Practice. Huh? You guys love it? You guys eat it up? Oh, man, practice? I'm talking about practice here, folks. Practice. You guys ate up the practice? Let's make sure you got that, okay? I want to make sure 75,000 folks show up to watch practice in Tuscaloosa, 70,000 folks show up to watch practice in Auburn, 140, let me see if I do the math here, right? Roughly 145,000 folks showed up across the state of Alabama to watch practice. Let's make sure. I heard two things. Man, Auburn did a great job. Really? Who did they play? I just want to make sure I understand that. That Auburn's great job on offense was not at all ripping apart their own defense. Okay? They play their number ones versus number ones, right? I mean, you would think that that'd be the goal there, right? You play your best against your best, and then you put the scrubs in and run the scoreboard up, right? Oh, okay. Just want to make sure. Hey, just check it. I'm just checking here. And then on the other side, oh, man, how about that Crimson Tide defense? Huh? Tearing it up, huh? Hey, they did a great job, too, right? Oh, wait, who did they tear up? Oh, whoops. That's right. They tore up some offense. Oh, my. Whoops. Whoops. And not only did 145,000 people go to watch these practices, okay? Practices. You know, I went to one of these one time when I was at UF. When I was, you know, at UF and I had to walk across the street to go to this. And maybe this was before it got really huge and ridiculous, but there was, like, almost nobody there. Because it was, after all, a practice. 145,000 people showed up. Nick Marshall helped his team beat the other Auburn team 58-3. Now, perspective here, folks. How excited should you be about that? Now, granted, they'll play a few teams that are essentially their defense. Or worse than their defense. Don't get me wrong. But if I'm them, I get kind of worried about this, right? I mean, am I crazy here? I mean, Jason, help me out here. You're a sports guy. Is there nothing to be gleaned from these practices except for the fact that 145,000 people had nothing better to do on a Saturday than go watch practice, travel 5 to 6 hours watch practice?
Do you want to answer you like, or do you want me to give you a little detailed answer? Not too detailed, but detailed.
I'm almost afraid I even asked you, but give me whatever you want.
Well, I would just say this, that you could be confident that even around the springtime, that the first string on Auburn's side is looking pretty good for the spring, and maybe the second string might need a little bit of work, which is really what this is. It's an exhibition for the fans, but at the same time, it's kind of a gauge to know what you need to work on for summer practices going into the
spring. Maybe I'm wrong here, but I thought you would take your first string and you'd play them against your first string. Or do you put all your first string on one team and then have them beat the crap out of the rest of the
team?
Well,
a lot of them only run 10% of their playbook, too. I mean, you're not going to tip your hand that early. So, you know, you're basically going
to... You'd hate for people to start watching your practice tape.
Yeah. Well, if they could get filmed, you know, get film. If I was an opposing coach and they were running 100% of their playbook, I'd do it, too.
Well, the weather was perfect on this holiday weekend. The announced attendance was 73,000, the lowest of Nick Saban's era. Now, the previous low was 78,000 in 2008, and it was still the largest in the country this year, entering the weekend, passing Penn State's 72,000 last week in Happy Valley. Alabama set a record with 92,000 in Saban's first year in 2007, but Ohio State passed it 2 years later. With 95,000 plus. Last season, Auburn shattered its spring game attendance record with 83,000. Watch the Tigers' A-Day game Saturday. An announced crowd of 70,000 filled Jordan-Hare Stadium to watch the SEC champions scrimmage. It was the second largest spring crowd in Auburn's history and ranks nationally behind Alabama's entering the weekend. Practice!
And I think, according to Clay Travis, there was also two proposals.
No, there were three proposals, and that was the next thing I was going to get to. This isn't even the saddest stuff that's there. No, it's worse. People propose. I have a picture sitting on my Facebook right now. I'm staring at it right now. And it is a guy proposing. I kid you not. He is proposing to his girlfriend. Not at the BCS National Championship game. No. Not at a party where Nick Saban's there hanging out or whatever. No. In front of a statue of the bear. He's proposing to her in front of a statue of the bear. It's the saddest thing I've ever seen. He has his knee on the bear statue. He has his knee on the bear statue, folks. A proposal in front of the bear on A-Day Day. A-Day Day, is that a thing? A-Day. A-Game Day, how about that? Folks, what in the world is happening to us? You cannot love football this much. Correction. You should not love football this much. Let's try it that way. There's no reason an adult male should ever love football this much. There's just zero reason. And apparently, there were multiple proposals.
And from what I know, I don't think Paul Feinbaum will be officiating their wedding.
I think if you're going to do this, you better have something special lined up like that. A.J. McCarron better be your best man. Paul Feinbaum better officiate it. Because I'm sure these women, their dream was to get proposed to in front of a guy in an elephant suit. And I'm not talking about Big Al, just some random dude in an elephant suit.
Harvey Updike would be an usher.
Harvey Updike. You should have Harvey Updike at your wedding. You should most certainly. They should have the teabag guy from the Crystals at your wedding, reenacting.
Is he doing the catering?
Yes. And there's one instance where they're on the field. There was one instance where the guy was at least on the field. At least he's not proposing in the parking lot or surrounded by a bunch of rubes, one in an elephant suit. Jeez. What are you doing, people? Who are these people? Who are they? And the women actually look thrilled. That's the worst part about the whole thing. That is the worst thing about the whole thing. That is the absolute worst thing about the whole thing. The women look thrilled when really they should be like, are you kidding me? We're at a football game. Get up. Take me to the car right now. We are finished. Go. When we get back to the house, you better get your stuff and get out of here because you know you don't have a job. Who gave you the money to buy that ring? Who? How are you going to pay for that? The only work you've done in the last 3 months is cutting your parents' yard for $15. What are you doing? Who's going to pay for that? Oh, you're so much... Oh, get out of here. These people look like they said yes. Ah, it's the saddest thing I've ever seen. Forget it. It is an embarrassment. Ladies, demand more from your boyfriends, spouses, whatever. Demand more. You are better than getting proposed to at an Alabama practice. Again, let's keep this in mind. It's a practice. I can understand. I can almost understand it at the Iron Bowl. I can almost understand it at the Iron Bowl. I can almost understand it at the SEC Championship. I can almost understand it at the BCS Championship. But this is at a practice. You might as well get proposed at your little kid's practice. Okay? At your little kid's peewee football game. It's a practice. You got proposed. Where'd you guys get proposed to? Oh, at a practice. Oh, who won? Who won the... Oh, Red won? Must have been a sign. Must have been a sign. You know what? I say all that, and I guarantee you. I say all that, and you know what I guarantee you? I guarantee you that the colors at their wedding are going to be red and white. I guarantee you that the colors at their wedding will be red and white. Which is, again, the second saddest thing to come out of this. Ugh. I feel bad for the women. I feel bad for the guys. I feel bad for everyone involved. I feel bad for the guy in the elephant suit. I feel bad for the bear. The bear. Just think about this for a second. The bear. Enshrined. What are those statues made out of? A bear. Stone.
Bronze.
Bronze statue. Having to stand there and watch these rednecks get married or engaged right in front of him. You know if the bear could lift his leg, he'd have kicked that guy, right? You know the bear would have said, get up, son. Have some respect for yourself and your woman. Get up.
Don't half-ass it, son.
Have some respect. Call your mother. What are you doing here? Get up. Get up. This isn't where you're doing. You're wearing jeans and you're proposing to your woman in jeans and a red t-shirt and a base. Take off that hat.
I don't remember the bear ever being that nasally.
I don't know. I just have a feeling that the bear would not be thrilled with proposal at his feet at an A-Dame practice. Get out of here. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you next. It's the Dale Jackson Show. Somebody, please defend this to me, okay? Please. I'm begging you. Offer up a defense. And I don't care if she is the biggest, most toothless redneck Alabama fan you've ever seen. She still doesn't want to get proposed to at the foot of the Bear Bryant statue. It's the Dale Jackson Show, live and local, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it. All right, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time, 626 here on your Monday morning. I know, I've already gotten some emails. It's important to these people. These people care. These blah, 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 over and over and over. And these people care about Alabama football. Blah, blah, blah. Fine. Whatever. Great. Have yourself a groomsman cake, which, by the way, guys, no. Okay? No, you don't need your own cake at the wedding. The wedding cake's for both of you. You don't need a cake shaped after a big A or a football stadium or anything like that. Groomsman's cake is not necessary. There's already a wedding cake. Okay? Three proposals at a football practice is three too many. Stop it. Up first, Dan Madison, you're on the Dale Jackson Show. Thanks for waiting. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I want to take a quote from Allen Iverson. We talking about practice?
that's what the women should have said. They said, hey, you're proposing to me at a practice? A practice? You couldn't even wait for the college football playoff?
Not a game, but practice.
Yeah, it's not a game that doesn't mean anything. It only costs $5 to get in, no looking.
Yeah.
Bottom line is this. I'm going to slightly stand up a little bit for these people, and then again, I feel like it's maybe not the right thing to do, but... they are big fans. People, Bama, you're a Florida fan. You know how people get about their football team, especially down here. And, you know, I kind of got to let this truth out. As my son's getting married in September, believe it or not, Dale, his cake, on the top of his cake, he's going to have my old bulldog that passed away years ago that has a Michigan sweater on it says Go Blues. So
that
I guess
kind
I
of gross think, to put a dead bulldog at the top of a cake.
That's a picture, dude, okay?
Okay, all right. I'm just saying. So he has a groomsman's cake or whatever it's called.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I really can't say much about it because my son's going to do it. But, you know, they love their football down here. And, you know, bottom line is it at least they're getting married and they're pretty good Christian people. So you got to go for that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I guess a picture of a cake is better than a dead dog on the top of a cake. Sparky and Harvest, you're on the Dale Jackson Show. What's going on?
Hey, Dale. Thanks to you and Jason for all you do for us. Hey,
like telling you about these really important stories, like proposals at a practice.
Yeah, I got that, but I wanna lay out a scenario for you. I'm a big football fan. I'm not a rabid college football fan, but I'm a lifetime student of psychology. And let me map this out for what I think. Why is the fan base for college football just hyper rabid in the last few years? And I believe that your average rabid college football fan was always fanatic about his team, his or her team, but they had other components in their life that were as equally as important. Your family, your career, your job, your faith, your national pride, your faith and belief and respect for your president, your government. You had other things on television that meant things to you, so it was just a really particularly favorite form of entertainment. I think in the last few years, your college football fans have only so much to really cling to and believe in. They still love their family, their job, their career, but their national pride and national prestige around the world has been degraded in the last few years. Lost all faith in a government that we can't respect, is clearly dishonest and corrupt. A president that I don't think that many people really respect for his.
I don't know how you did it, Sparky, but that was impressive. You took this conversation and you turned it into an Obama conversation. I absolutely love it.
No, not just Obama. I mean, their faith. Your faith was, it's still there, but when you try to express it, you become ridiculed.
I guess what you're saying, we're out of time here. I appreciate you calling. I guess what you're saying is when you feel lost elsewhere, you latch on to things like entertainment and football and things like that. And I guess I can understand that. Still, three proposals out of practice is three proposals too many. Get it together, guys.
It's live. It's local. It's the Dale Jackson Show on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN online at WVNN.com, and on your smartphone on iHeartRadio.
All right, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time. It is 6:36 here on your Monday morning. I'm Dale Jackson. The phone number is 1-866-494-WVNN, 1-866-494-9866. Let's just agree on one thing, okay? Groom's cakes are ridiculous, okay? Can we agree there? Can we absolutely agree? Jason, you were going to get married and then... did not. I was going to throw myself under the bus here on this one too. I was going to get married.
But you still didn't have to remind.
I was going to get married at one point, and then I did not. Did you have a groom's cake? And was that part of the wedding plan? Did you get that far?
I'm just going to quote what Rodney Carrington once said: "Just make sure there's beer and whiskey when it's over." Right. I didn't care.
I know you've said that about 100,000 times. Was there going to be a groom's cake? That's a yes.
I don't know.
I don't need to know anymore. I don't need to know anymore.
I didn't care, really.
That's a yes. Take that as a yes, everybody.
I would even know what to put on it.
I would hope your Tweety Bird tattoo. That's what you should have put on.
No, it would have been Dale Jackson's face.
That would have been. You know what? I take it back. If your groom's cake is of Dale Jackson's face, then it isn't.
No, that's just as bad.
if you want to sign that your wedding is doomed, there it is. I don't know. I just don't understand that the groom's cake is crazy. And someone just said to me, no. They save money because you can get a smaller wedding cake. Get out of here. Don't be cheap. Is that the argument you use with your wife? Hey, I want to save some money on the wedding, so let's buy a smaller. No, just get the wedding cake, have the wedding cake, and be done with it.
I was going to say, might as well just get married at the courthouse.
I already did that once. I did do that. Betting that none of the... Yes, it's true. It's true. When I was 18 years old, right before I went into the Army,
you
I got married.
You want a sign of a marriage being doomed. Chances are, going to the courthouse.
No, not always. Sometimes you just have other things to do. You don't have time to plan a wedding. You just, you know, you're rushing into it. So, yeah, maybe you're
going to Gatlinburg.
Well, I was 18 and living in Central Florida. I was getting ready to join the Army. Trust me.
Well, let's go on the beach in Florida.
As you can see, I was 18. I'm 34 now. It's 16 years later. I am not married anymore. I was not married for more than 2 years. Trust me. Not the smartest decision. Here's some other comments. That should be played at the wedding. Here's some other comments. Betting that none of the prospective grooms have ever attended classes at Alabama. Yeah, I always say that. If they would have a game on Thursday, you would have 70,000 people attending Alabama showing up on an Alabama campus during the week for the first time ever. If they would go ahead and they would do that.
It actually wouldn't be the first time ever. They had a Thursday game back a couple of years ago.
On Alabama's campus?
Yep. They played Georgia State, I believe it was.
Did they win?
Oh, yeah. It was a blowout.
Okay. I'm just checking. Roland Martin, TV One, Radio One, says the following. Maybe both of them like sports. No girl likes sports that much. No one. And I'll tell you, if the marriage lasts, she'll say, oh, it was perfect. We both love Alabama so much. If the marriage does not last, you know what she says then? She says,
War Eagle?
No, she shouldn't say War Eagle, but no, she says, what an idiot. I knew this was doomed the minute that he got down on his knees in front of Bear Bryant's bronze statue. After he got up, he didn't even hug me. He went and high-fived his friend and started talking about 13 national championships or 14 national championships. Are we at 14 now? 14 national. That's it. I'll just give him another national championship. Boom. There you go. 2014. Congratulations, Alabama. You have another national championship. So they have 14, right? Isn't that the appropriate number right now? 14?
15.
We're at 15 now? They can't even keep track. They have so many championships. Okay, fine. 15 national championships. So after that, they got him at high five, which is the number of weddings that guy will probably have in his life. He'll probably marry 15 different girls. Fantastic for him. All right, let's switch gears here. Story from the AP. Will they bring back the electric chair? We talked about this with Cam Ward not too long ago. But they want to do away with the lethal injection because it's just not nice. The anesthesia that they normally buy from European companies is cut off. The companies in the United States that sell them will no longer sell them for the purpose of lethal injection because liberals in college students and other academics and journalists have decided that that practice needs to be stopped. And so because they can't change it at the ballot box and they can't change it in the state house, they decide they will change it through harassment of a corporation, which is, you know, their new tactic of pretty much doing everything. And I got an email today from my corporate. There's another station somewhere being harassed somewhere airing the Rush Limbaugh show. So we have another...
Those imbeciles are still around?
Apparently in some places it's working. I guess.
I wish they'd come back to us.
They won't come back to us because I thwart them at every opportunity. If you want to complain about Rush Limbaugh, here, have a half hour on my show. Come on, let's talk about it.
You? I was in it as well.
The point is, what I did was I told them to come on back and come on the show. And then once they started refused to come on the show, every time they complain, all you say is, look, we gave you an opportunity to come on the air and state your case. You're not willing to do that. What do you want? Oh, you want to silence voices? Okay, fine. That's fantastic. Try to silence all the voices you want, and that usually takes the wind out of their sail. That aside.
But that's not a My Little Pony podcast.
I don't know what that means, but yes. All Stephen Ellis could see from the viewing room of the Holman Correctional Facility Execution Chamber was his client, Horace Duncan, twitching and jerking after being administered up to 2,000 volts of electricity. Almost 10 minutes past early on the morning of July 14, 1989, two medical personnel examined Duncan, a mentally retarded man convicted of the 1980 rape and murder of Lynn McCurry, a 26-year-old mother of four. Minutes past, Ellis, now an attorney in Vermont, said in an interview last week, the reality of the situation slowly dawned on those present. After an officer opened the door of the death chambers, reporters overheard him saying to a second officer, "I believe you got the jacks on wrong." Correction officials later confirmed the wires had not been properly connected to the chair. Despite a shock that appeared to have rendered Duncan unconscious, his heart was still beating. The disconnection required the switch to be thrown a second time. 10 minutes later, and 19 minutes after the execution began, Duncan's was pronounced dead. So, let's keep in mind, remember, we're talking about the electric chair. Now, because they're worried about the electric chair coming back, they have to start trashing the electric chair. And the way you do that is point out that some of the executioners screwed up. Okay, let's keep in mind, they didn't do it right. Okay? They didn't do it right. And so while we're tearing this thing apart and saying that this is a bad thing, while we're saying this is a bad thing, let's remember. Well, this is a horrible, horrible thing. Let's remember, it wasn't done right. It's impossible to imagine how unbearably painful it was to experience that level of voltage when that level of voltage was intended to be lethal, but wasn't. It's impossible that it wasn't painful. Again, they're focusing on one instance, and especially they're focusing on the mentally retarded part of this, which is, I think, an important part. I think we all agree in the year 2014 that mentally retarded people should not be executed, right? I think we agree there. I think we also agree that people at times manipulate that system in the idea of being mentally retarded to keep from being executed and being punished for their crimes. Okay, I just want to make sure that we all agree that that stuff happens too. Did he rape and did he murder this girl? And I'm not hearing anything about saying he did not do that. They're just saying that he was too retarded to be executed. Okay, I just want to make sure that that's where this is here. He's too retarded to be executed. So the part of this story you're supposed to take away is, step one, a mentally retarded man was executed. So that's going to make you feel one way. Step two, suffered more than he had to, but because the equipment was set up wrong. The electric chair, colloquially known as Yellow Mama, was Alabama's primary means of execution from 1927 to 2002. Duncan was one of 24 people executed in the chair after the state resumed executions in 1983, following an 18-year hiatus. Initially seen as a humane alternative to hanging, stories of its effect on the condemned include loss of bodily functions, roasting, stinking flesh, and in some cases, the expulsion of eyeballs suggested the opposite. Yeah, killing people is kind of a messy business. Killing murderers is a messy business. Alabama was the last state to use the chair as a primary method of execution, switching to lethal injection in 2002. Supporters of the death penalty call the method more humane, but Alabama has now run out of pentobarbital, the first drug in a three-drug execution cocktail which sedates inmates before two lethal drugs are administered. You understand how this works, right? The electric chair is inhumane. We must have a more humane system. Fine, we'll use this three-drug cocktail. Okay, fine. Now let's go stop the people who sell it from selling it for this purpose. Okay, now what? Attempts to pass legislation to encourage manufacture of the drug by keeping the names of those involved a secret did not pass the legislature in the recently concluded session. You could argue the merits of that bill. I would argue this. The reason they want to keep it secret is because of the no good nicks in our state and elsewhere who will pester private companies over and over and over for not doing what they want politically. They don't want to deal with it, so they just say, screw it, we're not going to sell this anymore. Supporters of the bill, including Cam Ward, who was on this program a few days ago, repeatedly warned that without it, the state would have to shift back to electrocution. Quote, by opposing this bill and killing this bill, we're ensuring the state goes back to the system of the electric chair. Ward, a death penalty supporter on the last day of the session, said, I personally believe there's a more humane system of using the death penalty than going back to the electric chair. The Department of Corrections says it's ready to bring back the chair if the lawmakers so desire, but it isn't as easy as plugging Yellow Mama back in. There's going to be a host of legal challenges if that happens, and it will likely lengthen Alabama's unofficial hiatus on execution. So once again, liberal rabble-rousers get what they want by jerking with the system. Fantastic stuff. 1-866-494-WVNN. 1-866-494-9866. Let's go to James in Huntsville. James, you're up. Thanks for waiting. What's going on?
You said some of it, Dale, but my point is we need to spend a lot more time talking about the woman. I don't care how retarded the guy was. How many minutes did she have to endure him raping her and murdering her? What about her four children and her husband? He needed to be dead.
The only problem is if he... The argument is, and as questionable as this argument is, here's the argument. Did the guy know what he was doing was wrong? If he was mentally retarded, people will argue he had no idea what he was doing, whether or not it was wrong or not. I don't know how they draw that conclusion, but that's the argument they make.
Fine. Let a liberal take him home and live with him.
Well, I think the idea is to lock him up forever in some form of an institution of some kind. But I understand where you're coming from. Trust me, and I'm a big believer in. Okay, fine. Let's not execute people who are mentally retarded or whatever. But I don't think they should ever get out. Just like people who are insane, and they go away, and all of a sudden they're cured from being insane, and they have an opportunity to get out. I just don't buy those arguments at all. If you are so insane or so retarded or whatever it is. That you are able to take someone's life, that's it for you. But, you know, we have people who murder people all the time and get out of jail. So, you know, it's all relative, I guess. Should they bring back Yellow Mama? I say, yeah. I mean, if this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do. You cannot shut down the system because a bunch of people want to screw with the companies that provide the drug. And that's exactly where the state of Alabama is. Right now, 1-866-494-WVNN, 1-866-494-9866. Keep your radio locked right here. It's the Dale Jackson Show, live and local news talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it. That's right, folks. You heard that correct. The Dale Jackson Beer of the Week Liquor Express. Go in there and tell them, hey, I want the Dale Jackson Beer of the Week. You can get yourself a great discount on it. Go see it. It's delicious. It's delicious. Go see my friends at Liquor Express. The phone numbers, if you want to jump on board, 1-866-494-WVNN, 1-866-494-9866. Talking about the electric chair. Those are the First Family Mortgage, 1FMC.com. Talkback lines. Talking about the electric chair. In order to do this, they say you'd have to have amendments to the state's execution statute. Supporters of capital punishment, including Ward, said they would much rather revive the death penalty secrecy bill as part of the 2015 legislative session and then bring back the electric chair. Does anyone care? I don't care how they do it. I really don't. I really don't. If I'm Senator Ward, you know what I do? This is how a Dale Jackson would handle these things, okay? Here's how he would do it. I would pass a bill that says, here are the list of appropriate ways we will execute criminals. And then in this list, I would run down a list of the ways in which we would execute criminals. For example, and they would be in priority in this order. Lethal injection. Okay, lethal injection. Number two, Yellow Mama. Number three, firing squad. Number four, hanging. And then I would get creative and there'd be things like number five, being eaten by wild boars. Okay? Number six, tossed into the Tennessee River and allowed to be eaten by alligators. Oh, there are no alligators in the Tennessee River. That's what you're thinking. But I keep hearing they're in there. Sometimes I hear they're in the Elk River connected to the Tennessee River, but I keep hearing there are some alligators in there. Anyway, I was out there this weekend, by the way. Went from Ditto Landing to Point Mallard in my boat. Yes, the boat floats.
Your nautical RV?
It works. It works. It's good to go. It's good to go. Hey, don't knock it. But that was drowning would be another one. For example, I'd take them out of my boat and drown. That's how I would do away with them. And they would have this long list, and each thing at the end would get more and more painful. Okay? Each thing would get more and more painful. Like, I would put them between Nick Saban and the front door of a Walmart and make them lay on the ground and then allow a stampeding crowd of Alabama fans to trample them to death.
Or just have them in front of the door on Black Friday.
There you go. Or they would have to lay on the floor in front of a crowd on Black Friday at a Walmart where Nick Saban is in the back, and the first 100 people get to have their picture taken with Nick Saban in one of the championships. And then they'd be trampled to death. Each thing would be progressively worse. And then eventually I would pass this law, and then I would say to my fellow legislators and to the citizens of Alabama, I would say this: hey, folks, here's the deal. You guys find a way to make this lethal injection thing happen and want to worry about all this other stuff. But if you want to keep playing games here, well, we can play some games of our own. You cannot let murderers who have been convicted to death by the court system off the hook. That's the wrong answer. But that's exactly what's going to happen here. They're all going to get off the hook. That is exactly how this is going to play out, and that is completely wrong. 1-866-494-WVNN, 1-866-494-9866. How would you put these guys to death? How would you put them away? And afterwards, would you spread their ashes on the field at Auburn? That's what Auburn fans do. They don't propose there, though. Stay tuned.
First Family Mortgage One, FMC.com Studios, WVNN Athens, WVNN FM Trinity, a Cumulus station. It's 7 o'clock.
From ABC News.